وبيعمل حسابا
وبكلم المسؤول
وبكلم المسؤول
وصاحب الخبرة
صاحب الخبرة
وصاحب الخبرة
وصاحب الخبرة.
Those are the voices of a Darfur cultural group dedicated to spreading mine awareness in the region, singing at the ceremony to mark the International Mine Awareness Day. A large attendance made up of UNAMID staff and the local Darfuri citizens gathered at UNAMID's headquarters to celebrate International Mine Awareness Day, which this year coincides with the 20th anniversary since the establishment of the United Nations Mine Action Services in 1997. Shaza Abdulmonem Rajab is a staff of UNAMID's Ordnance Disposal Office. She says her office has statistics of both unexploded and exploded ordnances and the casualties that they have inflicted on the people.
منذ تواجدنا بدارفور كمكتب للتخلص من الذخائر غير المنفجرة.
Since the UNAMID Ordnance Disposal Office in Darfur was set up in 2005, it has recorded 440 cases of deaths and injuries caused by unexploded ordnances. The cases include 227 remnants of war ammunition. This cannot be the accurate figure because of the inability of the Ordnance Disposal Office to access all sites due to restrictions and ongoing hostilities.
Each year in Darfur, unexploded ordnances and remnants of war in general continue to cause death and injuries to hundreds of Darfuri people. As recently as last month of March, 8 farmers received serious injuries when they stepped on ammunition left behind while on their way to their farms. Muhammad Awad is another staff of UNAMID's Ordnance Disposal Office. He says, had it not for his office, the casualty figures would have been even higher.
عندي إحصائية من 2012 مما بدأ المكتب ده الأنشطة بتاعته هنا في دارفور.
Statistics from 2012 shows that we have destroyed more than 12,000 unexploded ordnances in Darfur. It is frightening when you think that these figures are only from the areas that we were able to reach. There are undoubtedly areas where we will not be able to reach because of the security.
Mohammed Awad. To illustrate the dangers of the war remnants objects, including mines and exploded ordnances and ammunitions, the head of UNAMID's Ordnance Disposal Office, Jeffrey McDowell, said even after the peace agreement, the ordinary people are still not in peace because of the dangers that loom around them. From Darfur, this is Jumbe Omari Jumbe reading a report by Adam Ahmed of UNAMID Radio.